You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire.
The most recent figures from the Global Slavery Index estimated that there were 8,000 people in Aotearoa who were victims of some form of labor exploitation and who legally fit the definition of being modern-day slaves. In spite of this, there are alarming gaps in providing victims of exploitation and trafficking with the resources they need to get assistance from organizations such as police, medical agencies, and helplines. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Sintichi Collins, acting director of the NGO End Child Prostitution and Trafficking, who talked to us about a petition of the organization calling for the New Zealand government to establish an official helpline for victims of exploitation and trafficking. Tell us about the campaign and what your calls are.
Sure. Basically, the campaign is for a dedicated trafficking and exploitation helpline. And basically, it's a helpline that we've never had in this country, first and foremost. We do have a line that is for immigration issues, and certainly we have helplines for sexual violence and for youth and things of that nature. But we don't actually have a dedicated helpline, and that's an important next step to getting a formal referral mechanism in place to deal with trafficking and exploitation issues in Aotearoa.
How prevalent is the issue of trafficking and exploitation here in Aotearoa?
Well, it's really difficult to determine the extent because we believe in the sector that there is a significant level of underreporting, particularly with domestic trafficking because of the lack of awareness and education in this space. What we do know is that between June of last year and May of this year, there were 1,097 allegations of trafficking reported to Immigration New Zealand. They resulted in 378 investigations. And so, you know, that kind of speaks to the level that we have, but obviously indicates that we have more work to do. And I also believe there is that underreporting that I mentioned.
So what kind of resources are currently available to victims of trafficking and exploitation?
So to be honest, there's not a lot. I know that probably sounds a bit disheartening, but I'm going to be real with you because, you know, that's why we have this campaign. So if you are a certified victim of trafficking through police, then basically you will get access to healthcare and welfare services. However, currently that's sitting at about 16 or 17 cases. Of that number of allegations, you know, that's not resulting in certification at the moment and access to those services. The other thing is that we don't currently have any dedicated therapeutic services for exploitation. So when I say exploitation, I mean the spectrum of exploitation, everything from labor, you know, sexual exploitation, online exploitation, the whole range, including modern slavery. There are no services for that.
So without proper resources and a proper support helpline, what challenges do survivors of exploitation face?
Well, really, it falls to the victim survivor to have an incredible amount of self-reliance. You know, when you're put in these situations for various reasons, your trust and faith in humanity at times can be lost. And so, you know, that can create that detachment from whānau, from community. And it falls to that individual to try and work through it themselves, and there are many people who don't survive that. So yeah, I mean, it's again probably quite disheartening to hear this, but that's the reality, and that's why we're campaigning so hard for this change.
Lastly, as well as creating a helpline for support, is there anything else you think the government could be doing to prevent exploitation and assist survivors?
Yeah, so the helpline is really just the next step. So it's also a way of raising awareness of these issues. It's really, really timely to understand the importance of it. So yesterday was the World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, and we have this international day to highlight the harm. So first and foremost, the government needs to be highlighting that this is an issue in Aotearoa to kind of normalise conversations about it and encourage people to be vigilant but not hyper-vigilant. You know, you don't want to create a culture where people are fearful this is going to happen to them, but they need to understand the risks of and realities of these types of crimes. So, you know, first is awareness raising, and then from the helpline, you obviously can't run a helpline in isolation. There needs to be support services on the other end. So by setting up the helpline, services need to be set up to create an effective referral pathway and ultimately a more formal mechanism of dealing with this. So it will enable all of these different law enforcement and regulatory bodies that we have in our country to deal with trafficking, to work better together, to collaborate and foster that sense of kotahitanga in the counter-trafficking and exploitation sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.